Arts and culture organisation based at the University of New Brunswick St John campus, UNBSJ, the Lorenzo Society, is beginning its 2026-27 season of events with music, a number of talks from writers, and an Indigenous film festival. The season began on Tuesday, August 18th, with coordinator of the Lorenzo Society, Gemma Marr, in conversation with author Wayne Johnston, a Newfoundlander who until recently was based in Toronto. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Marr, herself a writer who also teaches at the university, about the Lorenzo Society and the various events lined up for the coming months.
The Lorenzo Society is an arts and culture organization that's housed in the Faculty of Arts. It began in the 1970s and has consecutively run programming since then, so it's been around for a very long time. This year we're continuing our main series streams, which is film, literature, and music. We have a pretty robust lineup for the fall. In our reading series, we have Michelle Porter, who is coming in September, on September the 18th. We have Nicholas Herring on October the 14th, and then Margaret Swetman on November the 18th. Each of those authors take a different approach, different style, but they'll all come and chat with me and or another in conversationalist and then read from their books. We also have a Wednesday Noon Hour concert series, which features often the St. John String Quartet, and they will be back again for the 2026-2027 season, as well as a slew of other local musicians. And then we have a film series, which kicks off towards the end of September on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th with our Indigenous Film Festival in Ganong Hall.
Can we go back very briefly to last week and just tell us a little bit about what the opening event was?
So last week we had our fall reading series launch with Wayne Johnston. Wayne Johnston is an award-winning writer from Newfoundland. He's lived in Toronto for many, many years, but we found out last week that he's moving back to Newfoundland, which is kind of exciting, and he's working on a new novel that kind of follows a man's journey from Toronto back to his hometown, so that's exciting news. We'll have something new coming out in the next couple of years. The event was held in the Hans W. Clone Commons, which is UMBSJ's library, and over 80 people showed up, which was really lovely. We had such a great crowd, and everyone was very excited to chat with Wayne. There was a large lineup for book signing after, which was wonderful.
Back a little bit further, if you could tell us a little bit about some of the highlights from last year's season.
Last year, we're sort of in a rebuilding period right now. Like most arts and culture organizations, over COVID, things really slowed. And then in 2023, we had a really quiet season. 2024, it was starting to build up again. And then last year was kind of our first real full year of programming. We had the St. John String Quartet offer a great round of programming, some of the highlights being in the library. They played in the library for the first time, which is just a beautiful and open space. We also had Danny Jacobs and Shane Nielsen, who are two New Brunswick writers. Both of them were featured in the reading series kind of at the beginning and then at the end, which bookended the series really nicely with a focus on local talent. I think it's really important that the Lorenzo Society support New Brunswick writers and New Brunswick authors and New Brunswick creators. And so we try to infuse our series as much as possible with folks from New Brunswick. And both of those events were really fantastic.
You did already touch on the Indigenous Film Festival that's coming up. What's being shown and kind of like how people will be able to engage with what they see?
So the Indigenous Film Festival takes place in Ganong Hall on campus at 7 p.m. September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, which is a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There will be both documentary and feature films. There might be some shorts as well. We're sort of finalizing the schedule now. As in previous years, we'll show the film and then have a kind of brief conversation afterwards. And we're in the process with Todd Ross of deciding those films. Right now, we're really looking forward to the programming.
There was also something in your recent email about being on the search for musicians for your lunchtime events.
So every Wednesday, or most Wednesdays, I should say, throughout the season, usually from the third week of September into the first week of April, with a break for Christmas and reading weeks, we have a noon hour concert series in different locations around the campus for an hour, and it's free for students, faculty, staff, and community members to attend. Usually we have them in places where a kind of captive audience is already built in, so in the library or the cafeteria, and we are looking for musicians. We have a pretty robust lineup of folks who have played over the last last several years. But this year we're trying to broaden our offerings a little bit. It can be kind of any style or genre. We do have a very basic kind of speaker system and microphone, so it could be acoustic or it could be something that's plugged in very basic system wise, but any genre. We have Celtic music, we have folk, we have classical, so anybody who's local to the St. John area and would like to just kind of play for a captive audience, get their name out there, feel free to reach out to me at lorenzo@unb.ca. One of the renewed, I would say, initiatives this year is a focus on visual art. In the past, the Lorenzo Society had art exhibitions on campus and what was called the Little Gallery, which no longer exists. But one thing we're trying to do is bring back a focus on visual art and make room on campus for members of the community, as well as faculty, staff, and students to mingle and talk about both exhibitions of art that we already have on the UMBSJ campus. We have an art bank on the campus with some really beautiful art from St. John artists as well as international artists, and a really great foundation of Indigenous art as well. And one new thing that we're hoping to do this year is also acquisition some new pieces and have an exhibition in the spring. So I guess, you know, keep watch for more information about our foray into visual art. So feel free to follow us on our social media pages. We have an Instagram page as well as a Facebook page. And you can also sign up to our newsletter on our website, which is unb.ca/Lorenzo. And our newsletter goes out. I try to send it out every 2 weeks, but sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. And that's the best way to keep apprised of everything that's going on.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.